Press 3.
I forgot to press the button.
I'll transfer you now.
It could have been a disaster.
Best Western, South of Drum, how can I help you?
I forgot to press the button in the room.
What was that?
I forgot to press the button, but then I think I got it to this part. I just did it, so it should be good to go. But like earlier, a little bit of that it got lost.
The what in the room?
The button.
What button? Oh, a minute.
Yeah, there's a button, and I forgot to press it. It almost ended in disaster. I think we missed like the first few seconds, but should be good now. You think?
Can you explain why you're trying to talk?
Hello?
Can you explain that again?
I forgot to press the button.
What button are you talking about?
Well, it was the button in the room.
The button for what?
Like, it was in the room. That way we could... shoot. I don't know how to explain it. But there was a button in the room, and I had to press it.
Where was the button at?
It was like right in front of me. But it was under the mixer. Like the virtual mixer. Hello? Uh-oh. What a disaster. I did almost forget to press the button, though.
It was the virtual mixer that got her.
Yeah. You're live. Welcome.
Is this live on the interwebs?
Yeah, on rogueserver.com/Wuppie. It's currently 7:29 and 15 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm not sure what time it is whenever it actually goes out on the air, because there is a delay from the mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com to the website.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn & Suites, Jerome, Twin Falls, in Jerome. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Idaho.
Please press 1 for a new reservation. Press 2 to cancel your reservation. And 3 if you need to modify an existing reservation.
What?
Sorry, I didn't get that. Please.
Let's call them again.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn and Suites, Jerome, Twin.
There we go.
Thank you for calling the award-winning Comfort Inn and Suites Jerome, Twin Falls, Idaho, where free Wi-Fi and extended hot breakfast and top-of-the-line sort of mattresses are waiting for you. For reservations, press 1. For the front desk, press 2. For the sales department, press 3.
Oh, yeah.
Comfort Inn and Suites, please hold.
What the... Oh. Say my name's what?
Can I do it?
Oh yeah, sure.
We appreciate your patience. Please continue to stay on the line.
I'm funking to this. She's not winning any awards for picking up the phone. I'm not completely energized yet. I need caffeine.
I'm amped up.
I need to get amped up.
Let's go!
Come on.
Thank you for calling Sleep In and Suites in Jerome. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please...
Thank you for calling the Sleep In and Suites in Jerome, Idaho. This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Good.
How can we help you today?
Oh, front desk.
To reach the front desk, please press 1.
Oh.
To reach a member of our sales department...
Why is she talking like a goddamn robot?
Sleep In Jerome, how can I help you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm just out back. I'm not from here. I'm trying to figure some stuff out. I don't know if you could help me. I was
all
talking
right.
to the girl yesterday, a little earlier, but, what's up? My name is Jerome.
Okay.
What was your name?
Heidi.
Where are we, Heidi? Where are we? Where is this?
The hotel's located in Jerome.
What? I mean, yes. Do you... Where are we? Where is this? Where are we? Where am I? I'm out back in where? Heidi?
Are you
Heidi.
Looking to book, make a reservation or?
I had one and I was talking to the girl earlier. I don't think her name was Heidi, but she had the big feet. The nice big feet. You know, was that you, Heidi?
She hung up. Oh, welcome,
big
welcome.
Big feet of women, huh?
Yes. Rosin, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll take a call.
Okay. This looks like that's a campground. And it looks like it's closed. I call these guys. I'm not sure how audible my keyboard sounds are, but every time I copy and paste a number, I have to check it.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites in Twin Falls. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Thanks for calling Quality Inn and Suites. How can I help you?
Hi there. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. So I'm up in the room right now, and there's a lady out in the parking lot. She said she showed me a good time for $20. I gave her $200, and she hasn't shown up yet. I don't know what kind of scam this is, but she told me she had an honest fee. I was like, yo, I'm into that. She hasn't shown up, and my $200 are missing.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I told her about the enormous fee.
Do you wanna go again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Up the damn phone.
Thank you for calling Hampton and Twin Falls. May I put you on a brief hold?
It's kind of an emergency. The water is overflowing. In the room I'm in, the water is overflowing. I can't make it stop.
And what room are you in?
210. The water machine is just going. I think I can make it stop. You got towels?
I do have towels. I'll be up. Okay.
No, okay. I want towels right now. I'll come get them.
Okay.
Are you going to come get them? Okay. You come get them. You're going to come give it to me? All right. I can make it stop. I just need towels.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
He was ready. He said, fuck it, we're just going to do it.
He was ready. He's prepared. Towels on tap. Oh, I want to see that. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy, your Rogue Server file jockey. It's the Wappy wig every March 3rd, 2026. Oh, and you're live.
Rosin's phone is crackling away.
Yeah.
Call rejected.
A call rejected? Oh my god. Call rejected.
Damn. Don't let that get you down.
I'm pretty sensitive about rejection. Well, maybe this will be a different story.
Hey, Cloud Master should do a call.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden Inn Twin Falls, where our spacious rooms, restaurant and bar, and flexible meeting spaces are waiting for you.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden Inn in Twin Falls, Idaho. How can I help you?
Yeah, he's got towels on tap down there.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, he's got towels on tap down there.
Not that I'm aware of.
Because the water machine's overflowing up here, and I, you know.
Oh,
Yeah.
I
used up my allotted towels. What do you mean?
I'm sorry?
I used up my allotted towels. Like the towels that were given, the towels that were given to me, my allotted towels, those already got used up.
Okay, what room are you in?
What do you mean?
What room are you in that's overflowing?
I came in, I knocked on the door, and he let me in.
Okay, but like, where are you in my hotel?
I think it's the first or the second floor. I'm stupid.
Okay, give me just a moment.
I just don't know, you know? Oh. Give her a moment. Is that who I think it is?
Don't say it or he'll disappear.
Live.
Best Western Post, please hold.
I can't. He's bubbling.
Thank you.
comes back in a reasonable amount of time, I think this would be a good elevation. So that's why I'm hanging on. I'm gonna give her like 30 more seconds.
This is Megan. How can I help you?
Well, it's like all over. It's like, you know, it's everywhere now. What do I do here?
And what are you talking about?
Do you hear that? I tried to get it going and it didn't work. That's why I was asking for your help, and now it's just like, now I'm up to my ankles here.
Where are you?
I'm in the room. I'm up to my ankles. I can't, like, the door, you
what
know?
What room?
What do you mean? That's the room you guys gave me.
I don't know who this is.
I'm Jacoby.
You called from your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, and what room are you in?
I'm in the room you guys gave me.
Okay, and what number is that?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Are you staying at this hotel?
Yes.
Okay. Then what room are you in so I can come up and help?
I don't know what room I'm in.
What's your last name?
Feathers.
Can you spell that for me?
F-Y-E-A-T-H-E-R-S.
I do not have anybody in house with that last name.
Well, the guy let me in.
What guy?
I knocked on his door and he let me in. And I've just been ignoring him.
So I cannot help you without knowing what room you're in.
Well, why didn't you help me in the first place?
You have water running in the
room? Well, if you helped me in the first place, I wouldn't be in this situation, so...
Well, how can I help you without?
I was trying to get it to go down, and then you said I have to hold. Please hold on, or do hold, or something. And now I can't even leave here.
I don't even know what room you're in to come and help you.
Do you have a drain?
And I don't have anybody with that last name in house.
Do you have a drain? Or a bucket or something? My shirt in there.
Ask whoever is with you what room you're in.
Well, you know, I've been ignoring him. I don't want to bother him.
Well, I can't do anything unless you tell me what room you're in.
I can't. I can't get to it. It's not visible from here.
Okay, then I will just walk the halls and look for water. If I don't find any, then I don't know what I can do for you.
Okay,
If you can't tell me...
Because I want to, but like if I open this door, it's just gonna like.
What floor are you on?
I think it's one. I remember walking up some stairs. It's either one or two.
So if you're on the first floor, there wouldn't be any stairs.
Okay, that narrows it down then.
Okay, so I will come up to the second floor and see if I can find where you're at.
Is it watertight in this bathroom or?
Can you turn off the water?
Oh, hold on, let me try it. It looks like it just turns off like that.
Okay, now spell the last name again.
Well, my last name is Feathers, but the guy let me in.
Okay. What is his last name?
I don't know. I just, you know, I knocked on his door and he said, come in.
So you're in a room that you have no idea who you're in the room with?
Yeah, I mean, I do this all the time. This isn't, you know, I've done this like 10 times before. It's never been an issue.
Okay, so I need to know who you're with because that is not okay.
What do you mean?
You can't be in a room if you don't know who's in the room with you, ma'am.
Well,
That's not safe.
I've gotten to know him, and you know he's kind of cool, but I've also just been ignoring him, and we've just been minding our own business together.
Okay. What room are you in? Do you remember?
Like, because I heard someone yell out 210, and I'm not sure if that's real.
That's not it. I let him in. I don't care.
Okay, so you can't be in room 210 because there's nobody in room 210.
And how am I in here then?
What hotel are you at?
A Best Western.
The Plus or the Sure Stay?
Yeah, the Plus.
Okay, so I do not have anybody in room 210.
Well, I'm in here.
Okay, I will come up there and I will check.
Right,
okay,
just be
I'm
careful.
Gonna put you on hold.
Just be careful.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold. Okay.
Okay.
Keller, you're just playing with the bathtub and you're just playing a prank call on me.
I don't have my comic chat open. I could, but I don't.
She's
you know.
Gonna be pissed.
Yeah. Do I want to. I heard he waited. It would be kind of fun.
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Tell them that you took a Zen and you feel like you're on fire. Oh, wait, you feel like I'm alive.
Yeah, I'm going to give her like 15 more seconds.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, there is nobody in my room up 210.
So what do I do now?
So, I don't know. Try, if the water is out there, just open the door for me and tell me what room you're in.
All right, I'll try. I get, if, because I could just take a bucket too and I could just do it that way and then it should be good to go.
No, just open the door. I don't care if water goes everywhere. Just open the door and tell me what room you're in.
Okay. So, how do I do that?
By turning the handle.
Okay. Because there's like two doors.
Yeah, a bathroom door and a main door.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, open the main door and tell me what room you're in.
But do I open the first one first, though?
If you are in the bathroom, open the bathroom door,
well,
and then open
everywhere.
The main door. I don't care. Just open it.
Yo!
Hey, what's up?
Hey! Do you want to...
Hey.
Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, please.
Let me try to get the...
Hey. Hey.
Hello? What room are you in?
211.
211?
Yeah.
Okay, I will be right up there.
Are you the... Can I ask you a question really quick? You there?
What is it? I'm here.
Are you... never mind. If you're upset.
No, what is the last name? Hello? What is your last name?
I was going to ask you if you're the one, were you the one with the big feet, the nice feet that were hanging out? Like you had them out.
Sir, if I cannot get the correct room number or the last name, I will be calling the police to get whoever is in the room with you out, and you too. You guys both sound drunk. So what room are you in?
My last name is Jerome.
And what hotel are you supposed to be at?
The Bilfin Flips and Spit, Feet?
The Hilton?
I don't think
so. Is that what you just said?
It's Bilfin. No, the Bilfin. Bilfin? Bilfin.
Do you realize that you are on the phone with Best Western Plus in Twin Falls?
No.
Yeah, so, where are you located?
Do you have your shoes on or off? Because the girl I was talking to had her had sandals on. She had nice big feet. What did you ask me?
Can you come down to the front desk?
Yes.
Oh, that's
okay. Okay. Yeah, no,
that's fine. Stay on the phone and come down to the front desk.
Yes, it did.
Down the front, or...
Yeah, where you checked in at, go to the front desk.
Where I checked?
Yeah.
Where I...
If you're at my hotel, I want you to come down to the front desk.
Oh, man. Yo, Jacoby. Hey. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Hey.
Fuck.
Sounds really mad.
Wake up, you piece of shit.
You should just tell her.
Hey.
You should just tell her. Sounds really pissed off.
Hey.
Come down to the front desk.
But it's slippery.
I don't think she's the one with the feet. I don't think she's the one with the good feet.
Oh.
Just so
okay,
you know.
We're not talking about feet. Just come down to my front desk.
I think she's the one with the blonde highlights. I seen her earlier.
It's slippery. Like, someone oiled the handle up real good. It's not... And my shirt's wet.
I don't care. Find something, open the door, and get down to my front desk.
Okay. And then what?
We're naked.
Put clothes on.
They're wet.
Okay. What hotel are you at right now?
The Blisters.
The Bliften. Blisters.
That is not the name of this hotel. What state are you in?
How do I know that one?
How do you it's not overseas. Know what state you're in?
Not a lot's been going right lately.
Okay.
Hey, you should tell Jerome Idaho.
There's nothing I can do for you because you both sound
like
either one.
Are you in Jerome, lady?
No, I am not in Jerome. No.
Oh. Oh.
So you're at the Jerome Best Western Plus?
Hey, you lied to us. I asked you if you were in Jerome. You said no, but you said you're the Jerome Best Western. What's the actual head? Are you gonna get your...
I will be calling
Twin
the Best
Falls.
Western in Jerome. Goodbye.
I love you. I love you.
She's gonna fucking just end up calling them. What an idiot. Wasting her time and other people's times.
Oh no. What have we done?
God.
There's a lot of questions I asked that I was surprised didn't get hung up on immediately.
Yeah, she went for the ride.
Wait, who's going? Who's going? It was all of us.
I'll take the wheel.
Okay.
Hello?
tomato soup. Hi, I had an issue, so I'm in the bathtub right now, and, there's so much tomato soup, like, in the bathtub.
Wait,
There's like, tomato soup in the bathtub. Can you hear it?
Are you in a room? Can you hear it?
Yes, I'm in the room. There's too much tomato sauce in the room. Can you do something about this? I don't want to clog up your guys' pipes.
Like, are there cans?
No, it's just, like, big containers that you get from the wholesale market. Because, like, unfortunately, I had a skunk went up on me. A skunk went up on me and just, like, farted. It was really bad. So I'm sitting here in tomato soup. I think I'm in 212. Okay.
What a... Oh, and we're live. We're live, too, by the way. We are live.
What up?
Your rogue server file jockey for tonight.
Live.
Live. Usually there's a wasted memory. What's he does up, the wasted show. But it's just me tonight, unfortunately, for all the wasted memory fans. But we are live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. Oh, this hotel looks like it's closed. I want to ask him dumb questions.
Ooh, spooky.
Oh, no. Why am I letting the phone ring so long?
Oh, it's an extended stay. This is Chandra.
Hi, Chandra.
Hi, how can I help you?
This is the extended stay?
Yes.
Okay, how do I, like, figure out, like, where I'm at?
What do you mean?
Because I've had a lot of stuff's been going right. And so I just, you know.
Sorry, not a lot of stuff's been what?
Going right. So I've lost track of where I've ended up. This isn't the first time it's happened.
Okay, so this phone number is the Blue Lakes Inn extended stay. It's on Blue Lakes and Falls.
Okay.
Where are you thinking you're at?
Because I like completely lost track of time and location. Like, you know, do you know how there's like length, width, depth, and then there's like vector?
No, sorry.
It's like vector is like where things are going. It's like the direction. So I lost track of that one.
Okay, where are you trying to head?
Oh, you know, just try to get back home way to Pennsylvania.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. You're in Twin Falls. If you're at the Blue Lakes Inn, that means you're in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay, how far away is that from my home?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I'm just trying to head back Pennsylvania way.
Yeah, I'm not too sure where your home is from us.
As you know,
I'd say you're a ways away.
Yeah. So, I guess because I've been, you know, sipping on them pretty good. Should I just try to do that more?
You've been sipping on what?
Sorry, I was sipping on it. It was drinks. There's drinks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You probably shouldn't keep on sipping if you don't know where you're at. Where are you at right now?
I just saw this phone number, so I thought I'd call it. Maybe you'd be able to help me figure this out.
Oh, yeah. You're you're quite a ways away from Pennsylvania. Do you need me to call help for you?
Oh, no, I'm good. Because, you know, I gotta handle it.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Do you want to talk to him?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, how can I help you?
I just came in.
You just came there?
Yeah.
Where is there? Where are you?
Can you it's for Idaho?
Yeah, are you on my property?
Yeah.
Are you at the Blue Lakes Inn?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. No.
Okay, yeah, I would suggest, because I'm actually having my husband call the police, so if you guys are at my property, I highly suggest you guys leave, because you guys sound very intoxicated and very...
Your husband?
Not all there.
Your police? Husband? We're not intoxicated.
Oh, no.
I was looking for feet.
I want to speak
yeah, if you guys are on my
manager.
Property, you guys need to leave.
I want to
this
speak
is the
to manager.
Your manager.
No,
oh,
I want to speak
I am
to
the manager.
Manager.
They
no,
just
the
go.
Manager.
I want to speak to your husband.
If, you know, we could just go if you need us to go. There's no need to involve the police or anything.
Yeah, you guys need to get
boys,
off my property if
boys,
you're on my property.
Are you on the phone again? The pizza rolls are ready.
Yes.
Who are you? Are you doing the phone calls again to the McDonald's people? They're working really hard.
No.
I'm going to take the phone out of you guys' room.
It.
I swear to God.
Stop it, Mom.
Oh, my God. When your father gets home, he's going to take away your cell phones.
I hope he whoops your ass.
All right, let's everybody into the kitchen and whooping your ass and you're throwing pizza rolls at you. You're going to eat them off the floor.
No. God, please. No, please.
I could tell she was gonna get scared.
She's into it.
She wanted to help you.
She wants your ass get kicked.
All right, I should probably call Canada if I'm gonna do calls like that.
Oh, what Canada do?
Oh, it's
Otis.
They'd have to extradite me.
Otis.
Because we're definitely going to jail.
There he is. Now he's back.
Welcome to the show. We're all going to jail. All going to jail. Oh, that's another call where everyone just kind of like did it. System.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It just makes the system a little bit weird. There is no system, it's just, you know, vibes. Alright, Rosin or Hootis or Tiff?
Not me.
Okay, Hootis.
Hootis.
Big Hootis.
What were we doing?
Hotels.
I mean, like, what were we saying?
Oh, I was saying I was lost.
Okay.
But that's kind of scary.
Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should forget what we were doing.
Thank you for calling Newly Properties. If you're reaching this message, we are either busy with a guest or it is after hours.
A lot of these hotels are closed.
Whoopi, can you help me by doing sound effects?
Oh, what sort do you need?
I'll let you figure, you know, go with your gut.
Live.
Otis, take a fucking Adderall or something. Jesus.
Am I too amped up?
You're on the other side.
Kenny, Experience Extended, so he's talking to help you.
Hey, how you doing? I'm out back. I'm out. Is this the front desk?
This is the front desk. Yes.
Yeah, I'm out back, and there's this guy playing piano in the parking lot. It's weird. Is he supposed to be down there doing that?
There's a guy outside playing a piano.
Out back, yeah. And like, there's some other stuff going on too. That's pretty weird.
Okay. And where's this all happening? Like, what corner of the back?
It's like the southwest.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they're like doing like some weird stuff.
Okay, I'll go take a look at it, I guess.
can I ask you, do you know the girl with the feet, or did you see?
What was that?
I was talking. The girl with the feet, or I mean,
is this a prank call? Are you good? You doing okay?
Hey, I'm yeah. Yeah. No, but it's room. So, you there? There's still weird stuff going on.
Okay, like I said, I'll go check it out.
But, I mean, do you work here? It's not like that. It's not like that. At the Pershwin in Idaho?
At the what?
Do you know, is this your guys' stuff that's doing this, or?
You're not making any sense whatsoever.
What's your name? Are you at the front desk? Is this AI?
You're probably AI. You have a nice day.
I'm not AI. I'm a human being. I need help.
He's gone. Welcome to the show. We have someone in the studio. I'm not sure if they'd like to introduce themselves or not.
Ain't no one in this fucking studio, bitch.
Is that a real? What?
It's fake. It's not real. Tiff, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep, Tiff. It's fake.
Disaster was narrowly averted live in the Rogue Server File Jockey studio whenever I prevented this drink from spilling all over my computer machine. Live on rogueserver.com/whoopee, I have sticky fingers from energy
drinks.
What's
up?
Let's get this phone ringing for this virtual ghost.
Oh.
Virtual ghost?
Who's
damn,
that?
How do you know?
How did you know?
Raisin?
I think it's somebody. Somebody in here.
Me.
Go, Rosin. I gotta get high.
Get high. Get active. Active.
Tiff. Tiff hasn't gone yet.
Okay, I guess.
Jesus.
Alright, have I... Okay.
Only because you said a thing, and it was what I it's like you read my mind sometimes.
I gotta clean this mess up.
But you didn't spill it.
Oh, I spilled a little bit.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn in Twin Falls. This is Kathleen. How may I help you?
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good.
Kathleen?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was wondering, tonight... It's so far this day's been good, but I don't think I want to make love to the ghost in my room tonight. What do I do about that?
I'm sorry?
I don't think I want to make love with a ghost in my room tonight because he didn't use protection last time. And he wakes up and he goes, ooh, and he pulls the blankets down, and it was nice the first time, but I kind of also feel like I'm cheating on my husband. Ooh, and he won't wrap it up. Well, what do you normally do to keep the ghost out of the room, the horny ghost? Because do you have salt down there?
I don't know.
Garlic? Has this not happened there before?
No. What room are you in?
I'm in room... Oh, God, he's back. Do you hear him? No, you can't look at my feet.
What room are you in?
He's sucking on my toes. Oh, my goodness. I'm in room 444.
We don't have
one of the weird things. He keeps switching the numbers on the door. And he goes, ooh.
Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
Good girl. That's all I wanted anyway. Oh,
I don't think
you said ghost, and I was going to ghost. I heard. I see what you wrote.
I stole that from a television show from like 20 years ago. Disaster in the Rogue Server File Jockey Studio. Because my fingers are slightly sticky, covered in sugar-free energy drink. Alright, who's going? Me? I'll go.
Yep, Whoopi's going.
Or maybe it's, what's your name again?
It's Whoopi's turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
Oh, wait, I'll go. You want me to go? I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I got a great idea. I'm sure it'll make everyone happy.
We're calling the Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you?
What's up, Holiday Inn Express? How are you doing tonight? Hello? Can you hear me all right?
I can.
I'm just making sure my phone works. My phone, I have like the best phone known to man. It's like, it's really, really cool. I am the only one who has it. No one else has it. My phone is better than anyone else's phone. So I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, I can.
So I was just wondering, what are like the standards of taste down there at the Holiday Inn Express? Because like
the
I have a pretty
standard
high standard. The standards of taste down there, because I have a really high standard when it comes to taste. Like, as far as I'm concerned, it's only good if I'm talking about it. Anyone else has anything to say about it, it sucks dick. But if it's coming out of my mouth, then that means it's pure gold. So I was just making sure you guys have a good standard of quality down there, like no riffraff.
Yeah. No, not really. We don't really all have right. any problems.
So if the Jody High Roller showed up, you would tell him he has to leave?
I don't know who that is.
It's riffraff. That's the man, the Jody High Roller. Yep. He's a real gang kind of guy. Like, you ever see that movie Spring Breakers?
No, I have not.
Damn, you should check it out. It's got Riff Raff in it.
Okay,
it's a pretty good movie,
note it down.
And you can be assured that it's a really good movie because I'm the one who's saying it. If anybody else told you it was a good movie, it was probably dog shit.
Okay.
All right, but like, so y'all have a good standard of quality down there. I'm not gonna feel like out of place being like the only person with good taste.
No, we are geared more towards. Workers, though.
Like normies?
So like, yeah. And so if you'd like a higher quality hotel, I'd suggest the Hilton Garden or the Standard Holiday Inn.
Yeah, well, so I'm just trying to make sure that y'all have a good standard of quality down there. Like, what kind of music do you like?
Me, personally?
Yep,
or what
yep,
we
you.
Listen to at work?
Yeah, no, you personally.
I listen to a lot of indie pirate-esque songs.
Oh my god. Alright, okay. Alright. Like pirate music? Like music for pirates?
Yeah.
Like on a pirate
like
ship?
Shanties,
like a sea
like
shanty?
Sea shanties. Yeah.
Goodness me. Alright, well sometimes I listen to sea shanties, but like if I'm listening to them, then they're clearly the greatest. When other people listen to them, though, they suck.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to know my music taste sucks.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if it's coming from me, it's gold. If it's coming from you, it blows.
Okay. I'm glad to know that.
I just want to let you know, this is your boy, Chiff Haynes. I write a blog. It's called the Chiff Haynes Rundown. And every week, I just kind of list off, like, what's good and what sucks.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually very qualified, you know, like I've spent most of my life just kind of refining my taste to the point where I'm just better than everyone else.
Okay. Is there anything I can help you with?
I mean, like I said, I was just mostly calling to find out, like, what y'all guys' standards of quality is down there. Now, what is your opinion on fingerboarding? Because this is a big one.
I don't know what that is.
It's like playing toys with your fingers. Like, it's like a little skateboard for your fingers. Personally, I think it's, like, the dumbest shit ever. I think that if anybody fingerboards, they're a real piece of shit. Yeah, like little fingerboards, you know, little tech deck guy. But anybody who does that is a real loser, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But if you catch me fingerboarding, I'm really cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you understand where it's coming from? Like, if you see me fingerboarding,
then
clearly it's awesome. But if anybody else is fingerboarding, they can go fuck themselves.
Okay.
All right? And you can tell them that from me. You say, Chiff Haynes said to go fuck yourself.
Okay, I will
say
let
it just
them know.
Like that. Can you say it for me?
I cannot, because that would be against my professional standing.
Yeah, but if you say it to me because I asked you to say it, that's a little different. Like, I'm not saying you need to say it to, like, your coworker. Just saying, you got to say it to me. Like, Chiff Haynes said to go fuck yourself. Just like that. Accentuate
I
the fuck, you know
it.
What I'm saying?
It's just, I am on the clock, and these phone calls are recorded, and so
I'm recording this call too.
I don't want to lose my job.
I keep recordings of all my calls too. All my incoming and outgoing calls, I keep recordings of them. Just so that way I can go back and make sure that I'm, like, staying consistent on my beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes I'll say something sucks, and then it turns out that it was actually really cool, and then it's like, I don't really want people to know that I was wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's understandable.
Right on. I'm glad you understand. It's, you know, it's nice to meet someone who's kind of like-minded and, like, friendly, who won't say the fuck word.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very professional of you. We really appreciate that here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I really appreciate it. I'll give you a pass for the sea shanties, you know what I'm saying? I'll pretend those are cool now, all right?
Okay.
Those are pretty cool. That's a really cool thing to listen to, is sea shanties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to take some dabs later?
No, I don't smoke.
Hell yeah, all right. You want to eat some gummies later?
I don't put anything that affects my consciousness into my body.
You ever drink coffee?
Nope.
You don't drink coffee?
No.
Did you ever eat a Snickers bar?
No.
You don't eat a Snickers bar? Oh, all right. Yeah, damn. Okay, so you really are, like, clean living. Shit, I could learn a thing or two from you.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Yeah, I feel like I could learn a thing or two. Like, you know, you could learn a thing or two about being cool, and I could learn a thing or two about being healthy, you know?
Yeah.
Damn, are you all right? Sounds like you got run over by a truck.
Yeah, no, it's just a cart.
Damn, girl, don't get run over by a cart.
I'm so sorry, but I have to let you go. I have to help a guest.
Do you know where my bottle opener went? I'm trying to get this bottle of soda open.
No, I do not know where your bottle opener went.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right. Well, it was, like, the best bottle opener. It was so much better than anyone else's bottle openers. Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do now. Like, I can't even get a new one because it was limited edition. They only made them in 2010.
Oh, that's cool. Again, I'm so sorry, but I have to let you go. I have a guest standing in front of me, and they need assistance.
Can I talk to them?
Unfortunately not. That's against policy.
Can you look them dead in the eyes and say, Chiff Haynes says to go fuck yourself?
I cannot do that.
All right, well, can you give them a little wink for me?
I cannot do that either.
Just tell them Chiff Haynes and then give them a wink. Do you just not know how to wink? Because, like, I'm not really good at it either. But I pretend like I'm the best at it because, you know, I'm the best at everything. I'm the
best. Okay, sir. I'm going to have to let you go, but I hope you have a lovely evening. Good night.
All right. All right. All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. How was that?
We're playing bowling right now.
That's good.
Welcome home.
Welcome, Chip Hain, to the studio live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes. We are live. I'm at a loss for words about the sudden appearance of a Mr. Chip Hain.
Chip Hain said, "Go fuck yourself." Live.
I gotta go play with my fingerboards.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. Fingerboards are gay. Fingerboards are for gay retards. Fingerboards are stupid.
What kind of phone you got?
I have the best phone. It's a better phone than you've ever heard about.
We don't even sell them.
Yes, Rosin. I called myself a gay retard.
Nice.
Phone with no name?
Yes.
It's an iPhone 12.
It's a can and a string.
It's like the ones that's a big ass block, but you have to put a SIM card in the back to get minutes.
Oh, this is going to be an instant hang up if I just ask them this question. But I really want to.
Do it.
Yo, McDonald's.
Hi, am I allowed to be vague down there?
I'm sorry?
Am I allowed to be vague down there and not quite describe what I'm talking about, but talk about it anyways?
Okay.
So, sweet. I can do that then?
Yeah.
Because I want to get, like, food. Because I'm hungry.
Okay.
Okay. So, can you, like... Do you know, like, what I mean?
No.
Okay. So, I'm hungry.
Okay.
Can you help me? I'm putting myself out here, and it just kind of sucks.
Okay. I don't think I can help you out here.
So what am I? But I've seen you help a bunch of other people out when they're hungry. So why can't you help me out?
I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that.
Because, like, I've seen other people come down there and they get sandwiches and drinks and fries and stuff, and then they eat it and they're happy. But whenever I come down there, like, and you guys don't even help me out sometimes.
Right. So they are paying customers. They come in, they pay for their food, and
they
get
their money. I wouldn't mind paying for it. You know?
Right, and I'm not saying you don't have money or you're not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to come in and we can help you out and you can order, place an order, and we can get that for you.
I just don't want to be too imposing on you guys, though. If you're able to, I've been there so long, like, I feel like you should know what I want by now.
So, I don't know who you are. You're more than welcome to come in and place an order, and we can get that for you.
I've been coming there for, like, years. So, do you hate me?
I don't know who you are.
Do you hate me?
No.
Okay. If you didn't hate me, like... I just want to be one of the guys down there.
Okay, I don't know who you are.
It's Jake.
I can't really help you out.
I'm Jake. I thought we were tight like that, but I guess we're not.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jake.
Yeah, I don't know who Jake is.
Kobe. So, what do I do at this point now?
Like I said, you're more than welcome to come down, and you can place an order, and then we can get you your food and drink.
I feel like
you
guys hate me, though. Like, whenever I come down there, like, you know, I just... Because the other guys are always getting what they want, but I don't.
Like I said, I don't know who you are.
So, you guys aren't going to hate me if I ask for it, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because because you guys are doing spaghetti. I just like some of that.
We don't serve spaghetti here.
You were doing it, though, like a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was probably a couple years ago. I wasn't here when they were doing that, so I have no clue. We do not serve spaghetti.
But I really like the spaghetti. I really like the spaghetti.
Okay. Are you needing anything else?
No, I just really like the spaghetti. You guys aren't even serving it anymore. I think you hate me. Because I always come in there and I talk about how I like the spaghetti and like, oh, it's so good, and now you guys don't even do it anymore. Can't you just?
I'm not even aware that we did that a while ago.
Can't you just do it for me though? Just like
what?
One time, just one time, one time. That's all, and I'll. That's it. That's just one time.
One time to do spaghetti?
Yeah.
We wouldn't even have the product to be able to do that.
I could give you stuff.
No.
I could just give you stuff and you could do it just for me.
No.
So you hate me then?
No.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
You can go by the ingredients and make it yourself.
Or did I just come down there and ask for stuff that you already have prepared on the menu?
You can come down and we can make you the food if you order it.
Okay. And you guys aren't going to, like, reject me down there, right?
No.
Okay. I'm crying. I just...
What did you just call?
McDonald's. Oh, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy, your rogue server file jockey. Live in the studio, we have Chiff Hain, Hootis, and Tiff.
What'd it do?
Chiff, live. In the studio.
Go fuck yourself!
It's like this, Tiff. It goes... You tell them to go fuck themselves.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, go
exactly.
Fuck yourself.
You have to, nope. You have to say, you tell them to go fuck themselves.
Go fuck
yourself. It's hard.
Sure that you have to make sure that you elongate that fuck.
Go
you
fuck
really
yourself.
Hang on the
like
fuck.
That?
Yeah, that's
Let me practice.
That's right.
Hey, Speem, go fuck yourself. Just kidding. I love you, Speem.
Fuck!
In the rogue server room.
Hey, Whoopi, go
Yo.
Fuck yourself.
Chiff.
Hey, chat that I'm not reading. Go fuck yourself.
Oh my god, the chat room's lighting up. There's all there's
oh,
the ice cream cone is sending hate messages.
Tears. Oh god. Speem's never gonna talk to me again.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
how do
no.
I
even
Speem
oh, no.
can fit his whole arm in his fucking throat for all
he
I care.
He just need a sad face.
Oh, sorry, Speem. Sorry, Speem.
Sorry.
Don't worry. If it makes you feel any better, you can just pull all your Patreon supports to Whoopi. Just take them all out. Fuck them. Fuck Whoopi.
Whoopi, can
Hi.
I have one?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's Hootis. It's Hootis. It's Hootis.
Hotel.
Hi, feel like I stole it.
River Creek Hotel. How can I help you?
Hey there. Do you know how many rooms you have up here?
Looks like I have 12 available tonight.
No, I mean total. Cause I'm like.
Total, I think we're right close to 60 rooms total with the king and the double queen combined.
I don't know, cause I'm. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, there's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Do you guys hate me?
What's going on, boss?
Do you guys hate me down there? I was feeling like you guys hate me about the room and shit.
No, what room are you in? Do you want to be in a different one?
Yeah.
I can help with that.
I thought you guys hated me.
No, man.
You didn't have any rooms. You didn't have enough rooms. It was counting them, and you didn't let me.
What room are you in right now?
444.
Which room?
444.
I don't have a 400 series room. I only go up to 300. 344. My highest is 321.
321.
Oh, Chad? Hello?
What's that dinging?
I think stupid. That's the elevator.
Make it stop.
So you're Chad, you're in room 321?
No, this is Vladimir.
Vladimir.
My name is Vladimir Strawberry.
Vladimir Strawberry. And then you're due to arrive, or you're already here in house.
You hate me.
No, I'm trying to help. I can't figure out which room you're in.
Are you cool?
I try to be.
Yeah, you. You wanna, like, maybe hang out?
I'm working till 10:30, unfortunately.
That's cool. After that?
After that I gotta get home with my wife and my dog, but, I'm off the next couple days.
Do you smoke?
No, sir. Nah, I mean, I vape, but that's about it.
That's cool, that's cool. Do you like chill?
Yeah. Is there so which room are you in, boss? So that way I can try and get you into a better one.
Right now I'm just outside, out back. And there's like, is that noise something you guys generate, or
that honestly, that's strange. It sounds like the elevator. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Can you make it stop, or?
I don't actually know where it's coming from, because the elevator's not like going up and down, so I'm really, unfortunately, I don't know how to make it stop. I'm sorry. Do you want to maybe try calling me right back, or I can try calling you right back?
Can you call me back on my cell?
Yeah, let me grab a pen and a piece of paper really quickly. Alright, what's that phone number?
270-558-1710. My girl Bev will probably answer and then give it to me.
Okay. Alright. I will answer. Right, so that's 270-558-1710.
Yes, please.
Okay. Alright. I'll try calling right back. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye.
Do you guys ever do the Beverly number?
Oh, I haven't.
It's like a bot that, like, it's so funny.
I'm familiar with the Beverly bot.
Okay.
I haven't called it before, though, and interacted with it.
When's the last time you looked that number up? Because it has changed a few times.
Oh, I've used it recently.
Okay, nice. Nice.
Oh, we're live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your rogue server file jockey, Wappy. Live in the studio, we have potential co-host, Chiff Hain, Hootis, and Tiff.
I'm taking a dab, y'all.
Yo, he's taking dabs. He's ripping fat dabs. Live in the studio, hot globs. He's got the thing, and it's popping. It's shooting everywhere, I think. Or it's the one that it vaporizes, like the peak.
It's the peak.
Y'all, you know what? You know what Chiff Hain's up into, right?
Do it.
Eating that pupco peak. Yo, that motherfucker's crazy, man. He's eating that pupco peak.
Live.
RogueServer.com/Wappy. You can join the mumble if you'd like to make phone calls with us. JuniorAt.com/calls. YouTube. Has a directory of all the phone calls. I think it's
Wappy. Hey, if that guy calls the caller ID, will he get you?
Yeah.
Or will you just see it coming in?
Yeah.
That's cool. Just out of curiosity.
I always forget the fucking numbers, though, so it's always a mystery. Tiff.
Hotel?
Yeah.
Nice.
It might be a closed hotel. They look closed.
Thank you for calling the Wood River Inn, Haley, Idaho. This is Michael. Please hold.
Oh, Michael. Hello.
God damn it, Mike.
Fuck you, Michael. Fuck you, Michael.
Fuck Mike.
Just kidding, Michael. You're doing a good job at your job. Good job.
Well, sometimes the situation, like, requires holding.
Hootis, I liked your crying earlier. It made me feel, like, sad in my heart, subconsciously.
Awesome. Good job. That makes me hard.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Haley Sun Valley. For reservations, please press 1.
Thank you for calling Fairfield by Marriott. This is Marissa. How can I help you?
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to get in trouble. I was eating a sandwich in my room earlier, and the freaking tomato popped out the side, and it had some mustard on it, and it got on the carpet.
Oh, it's not a big deal. The maids have stuff to get stains out. It's not a big deal.
All right. I mean, I don't think the maids are going to have
They'll spray carpet cleaner or something on it.
I think I fixed it. I took my pocket knife and I kind of just cut out a little corner from near, like, under the bed, and I put that back in. I can barely tell. Like, you wouldn't really be able to notice unless you knew.
She said no about it.
I was going to start cutting things out of the blankets and the sheets. That's not mine. I stole it from Big Ron. Thanks, Big Ron.
Are you satisfied with that?
Oh, I'm satisfied.
Okay. Wait, now who goes? Now who goes? Is it me? Do I go?
Yes.
I should just go in the order it is on the mumble here. That'll make it easier for me. Which is coincidentally alphabetical order.
I don't hear the phone ringing.
Oh, it's because I'm scrolling. I'm scrolling.
Get the phone ringing.
I'm clicking the button.
I have to fill my
vape. I do think that man is going to wonder about the chimes for the rest of the night.
Doing this makes it easier, but talking.
Butt talking? Like that scene in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective? Like butt talking?
Yeah.
When he's doing the butt talking?
But,
talking his butt?
Hello? 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 Oh, okay. Just, you know. Well, that's good because that call's going to get cut out anyways. But. But whenever I'm editing shows, I'm looking for the music to dip down, and that's when I know a call starts. That makes it so much easier to cut it up.
Like the carpet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, remember the easy 8 syllables. youtube.com/@junior-rat.
Fucking hyphen.
Hello? Where are the calls?
This is Alpine Lodge, RV Park, and Cascade Storage. I'm sorry we missed your call.
You're not
Please
sorry.
Please your name.
She's not sorry at all.
Hello, you have reached Palooza Base Camp and Eatery. For Eatery, the restaurant, dial 1 or stay on the line. For Base Camp, the hotel, dial 2. To reach Sydney Tyler, owner...
are you in the car?
I am.
Okay, that seems a little dangerous. I'll let you be until you're able to not do a car or something, I think.
Do you have a question I can help with?
Do you guys hate me down there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you guys hate me down there?
Do we hate you? I don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm Jacoby.
I'm sorry, Jacoby. I do not know who you are, but I'm sure nobody hates you.
Okay. That's all I wanted to figure out. I don't hate you guys either, so that's good. So we're just like equal then?
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I wanted to figure out. Thank you.
You have to do it again. And that was good job. Good job not messing with somebody driving. Good, good, good.
Live on RogueServer.com, I'm Whoppy, your RogueServer file jockey. It's 8:48 and 30 seconds post-meridium Eastern Standard Time, March 3rd, 2026. You are listening live on, it's the Whoppy Wig, every March 3rd, 2026 at 8:48 and 44 seconds post-meridium Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, I have an idea. It's going to be funny to approximately one person.
Oh, do it, do it, do it, do it.
It's me.
Do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
What am I calling? It doesn't matter. I'm going to trick them into listening to me anyway. Okay, cool.
If they pick up, I don't trust them.
I'm just going to start with that. I'm in the room, but you'll see.
Let's do another one. Those guys aren't going to pick up.
This is Jamie at Hotel Nobo. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Jamie? How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I mean, I'm doing okay. I'm up here in the room, and like, I'm just kind of like having a quandary. I needed like an unbiased opinion on something.
Alrighty.
So my girlfriend, she likes to read just like really extreme like horror novels. Like, I don't know if you're familiar at all with like, you know, reading or anything, but she loves to read books. She reads a ton of books. She reads like 6 books at a time. It's great. But she just reads this like crazy ass horror stuff that like sometimes it puts her in like a really bad mood, like, and she's upset about stuff that she's read, and like I have to console her and shit. And like, I'm okay with this. What I actually need, like, the, you know, advice on, right, is, like, she won't sit down and watch, like, a good dramatic movie with me. Like, she won't watch Magnolia with me, for instance. Like, she doesn't find any appreciation in anything like that. But she'll read this awful, terrible stuff, like, over and over again to the point where she's really upset. And her excuse for not watching a dramatic film with me is that it would make her too sad. But so like, do you think she's cheating on me?
I have no opinion. I doubt she is.
Okay.
Something like that probably wouldn't mean that.
Do you think she should like maybe watch more movies with me?
You should definitely ask her to. Maybe find out what genre she'd like.
What was your name again?
My name is Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm going to tell her Jamie said that. I'm going to say Jamie said that you should probably watch more movies with me.
That is perfectly fine.
Cool.
If she likes horror books, maybe you should try horror movies.
We've watched plenty of horror movies. I just want to watch something with a little more meat, you know, like where they're actually acting. Like, I love a good horror movie. It's silly and it's fun. But, you know, I like it when they're trying. You know what I'm saying?
Ask for a compromise. Say, hey, you know, maybe just once a week or once a month. Can you sit down and watch this type of movie with me?
It's a really good idea. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Of course.
You're the best.
I think she's cheating on you.
Who the hell is that? Is there another person on the phone with us?
No, of course not. Well, not with on my side, at least. I'm sorry, but okay. I do have a customer standing in front of me.
She's
I need
cool.
to go.
All right.
Hey, she's
okay.
She's cool.
Well, can have you tell them that I love them? Just say, like, you know, tell them Chiff Haynes says he loves him.
All right. Have a good night.
Chiff Haynes loves you. Just say that. Oh, fuck. Like I said, approximately funny to one person. Me.
That's what matters.
Mm-hmm. That was hilarious.
A horror.
There's one thing that's
a part of the call when who disinterrupts.
Horror movies.
There's one thing for certain, though, about all these calls.
Except they're live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi, the Whoopi Show, every Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026, sometime around 8 o'clock post meridian
Eastern. Oh, we had voicemail.
You have voicemail now?
I'm so sorry I just missed your call. Oh. If you're expecting to make reservations or have any questions for us, we would love to chat. The number is 208.
Oh, that poor woman. Do not call her back. Do not call her back.
Oh, you
on
are.
On second thought, maybe you should call her back because she'd be expecting a call.
I have no fucking clue. Okay, it's a call she missed, so I didn't talk. Oh, Christ, that's loud. Oh, it's Suda.
Lucas of the Super 8 Winning Hotel McCall, how may I assist you?
Hi, I have a girlfriend. I don't know, you guys down there, is this the front desk?
Yes.
You guys were, like, looking at me like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gay, or I have a girlfriend. Definitely.
Sorry, this is the wrong number.
No, this is the hotel. I'm here.
Does that count for you, or do you want to go again?
Man, he felt guilty, dude. Yeah, I mean, I'll give another try.
Okay. I need to keep in mind the time. THYME.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus.
Here,
McCall. Help you.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. This is the Best Western Plus. Here, McCall.
Yes, sir. I was in my room, and I have a girlfriend, and we were watching a movie or something, and I don't know if she's cheating on me. Do you guys, like, check if people go in or out or something of the room? Or the hallway or the door or anything?
Not really, no.
Because, like, there's something about movies or something. Did you see anything? Or would you tell me?
The guy,
the other guy's gonna talk, see? Damn it. Because I was out back, and
my girlfriend, was cheating. She was cheating.
Cheating.
Were you guys? Yeah. Were you guys, like, looking at me like you hate me or something? Or them? Or her? At all?
Sir, I honestly don't know what you're talking about. I'll be honest.
I mean, I'm here today.
You're here today?
Yeah.
So are you being, like, serious?
No. My girlfriend's name is Beverly. And I'm positive she's cheating. And I just don't know what to do about it. I don't know if you guys hate me or how you're looking at people.
Sir, I mean, we
don't. And I'm supposed to take Adderall. I'm supposed to take Adderall, or I guess, now.
I probably wouldn't do that.
Would you listen to stuff people tell you in the chat? In a chat? Like, you don't even know them, really. Like, reasonably.
Okay, sir, I don't think you're being serious right now.
So. Yes, sir. No, sir.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you a question for real? Do you want to hang out, or where would you, like, hang out, or anything?
All right. I don't know who you are, sir. So like I don't know you.
Right. I mean, that's why we would. That's, you know, that's why we would hang out. We could, you know, talk and get to know like what it's like, you know.
Sir, seems like a prank call to me. I'm not taking this serious.
Well, is this a prank? I love you. That's not a prank. That's 100% truth from the soul.
That sounds like a prank to me.
Soul. I don't hate. I don't even. I love you. I mean, I forget. I don't think that you hate me.
Sir, I don't hate nobody.
We're cool.
Sir, what is your name?
Vladimir.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Vladimir, it's been nice talking to you, sir. But I have to get back to work. Okay?
Can I? I mean, I told you my name, or?
My name is.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, sir. That's beautiful. You have a great night, okay?
I love you.
No, I don't know you.
You could say it back, have a good night. Though. I mean,
bye.
We're, like, we connected. A little bit.
All right, yeah, this is a total troll. All right, I can hear the music in the background. Yeah, you're a troll.
It's fun. It's cool. It's fun.
It's not.
It's fun. I meant it when I said I.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
He could have just said, I love you back. That part wasn't a prank.
It was real.
Who just loves everyone?
So real.
Wow. That was very rude.
Maybe not everyone.
Fair. Oh, taking a moment of rest. Breathe in. Find out. Just know that you're beautiful. And everybody loves you. Maybe.
Amen.
There are people out there who do appreciate you, and there are people who don't. And it's your job to, you know, get that situated.
Nobody loves you.
Oh.
Family thinks you're gay.
Oh.
People but. Know that you smell bad.
Hey, how'd you know? Oh, it's Tiff's turn.
Thirsty, I'm a call. Please hold.
Oh, are you sure? I mean, okay. If why?
Please hold.
Why?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I have somebody else I'm trying to check in. Please give me a moment.
I know, but
hold.
I'm also right here. I'm fine. I don't love you either. Fine.
Ma'am.
It's fine. Everything. Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
You sound just like, yeah, I can hear you. You sound just like my mother. God.
Ma'am, you called the hotel, the Third Street Inn Hotel.
Yeah,
are you sure you
know,
have the right number?
I know. I'm trying to check in, you fucking bitch.
Ma'am, do not
speak
to me that way.
Keep taking a tone with me. Ma'am, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm so sorry.
Ma'am, do
it's
not
just that you
me
sounded
that
like
I'm going to put
I'm
you
sorry.
On hold second
it's,
to
it's just because
guests.
It's just
please be patient.
It's just because you sounded like my mother. I'm sorry. All right. I love you. Ma'am. I'm holding. Ma'am, are you still there? Can I have a different one?
Yeah. All right, bye, lady.
Bye, lady. And chose violence.
You've gotten way more aggressive. I've gotten mean too. I don't like the fact that I have the ability to be mean like that. I think it's showing my true colors.
Oh my!
I'm a little bit of a snake in the grass.
Jeez.
It's
like,
you know,
therapy.
Yeah. Oh no.
Up. Standia Hotels, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm
hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Hello.
So I'm going to be, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yep.
Okay, good. I'm going to be making a reservation, hopefully, for tomorrow. What I was hoping that you would do, I'm really trying to, like, nail this guy down. Like, so I was wondering, could you charge me, like, double for the room? So that way it looks like I got him, like, a fancier room when we go stay. Like, I want him to think, like, I'm Moneybags. Yeah, like, just charge me double when I go to, like, check in. Because I want him to think, like, I don't know, I'm trying to impress him.
Yes, I can't charge you double. I mean, yeah.
Why not?
I can charge you
I want him to be like, oh, my God, she's so rich. Like, wow. You know, and he'll in love and share. Oh God, who's screaming? Why are people screaming? Charge
but,
them.
Yeah,
double.
You could book another night.
Oh no, I would like just like an obscene tab for the room. I want him to like watch me swipe the card, and he'll be like, "Oh my God, wow!" He'll be so impressed, and he'll. And then and we kiss and, you know, he'll be like, wow.
Yeah, so the most I could do, if you just booked an extra night, then I could charge it. But I can't just charge it.
Okay, and you can make sure it just looks like it says one night. Because, like, I want him to, like, look at it. I want him to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so if you book it for two nights, they won't know any different. Like, if you book it for two and then stay there for one, that's fine.
Okay. Do you have any other, like, tips for, like, impressing a guy? Like, he'll be like, wow, oh, my God.
I do not.
No. What impresses you? What would impress you? It's like the first getaway we're going to be having together. I want him to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I mean, I would just go out and hang out and go to dinner together or go skiing. There's lots of skiing around here. Snowmobiling.
What should we eat at dinner? I put ketchup on everything, and I'm a little bit nervous. That's another thing I'm nervous about. He's going to be like, oh, yuck.
Yeah, so answer you with that. Like, there's a few good restaurants. Do you need my help booking a room?
Okay. Also, if it's possible, like, could you French braid my hair for me? Like, so I look really pretty. Do you know how to do that? Because I can't do it for myself, but he's like, oh, I really love the French braids, and it was so beautiful. And he'll look at me, and he'll go, oh, my God, you know, like that.
So do you need my help booking a room? That's pretty much all I can do for you. I can help you adjust your reservation or book it or...
I think I'm going to just... need you to brush my hair. Why are the kids screaming? And I think, sir, by talking to you, like, it sounds like your love language is spending time, and maybe, like, I don't know, are you single? Maybe, I don't know, you sound like maybe like a nicer guy than he is. He's like really in the money, and it's what impresses him, and it's like, ugh, you know?
He's gone. Is that the sound?
Good. I didn't know what to do anymore. There's something there for later. Welcome.
I think this show is getting a little too real.
What?
This show is getting too real now. Okay, I need to do something. It's my turn.
I just wanted to pay double.
It's not my fault. I wasn't trying to make it real.
Hi, you've reached the Brenda Gin in McCall, Idaho. We are unavailable.
Oh. Oh, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight. Live in the studio, we have Chiff Hain. Hootis and Tiff, and of course your trustworthy rogue server file jockey, Whoppy. Lean away from the microphone to take in breaths. It's 9:11:05. That's 9:11:05 post meridian Eastern Standard Time, March 3rd, 2026. What did I call these guys before? No. Good.
Good evening, Heartland Hotel.
Hi, I'm looking around the edges and it's all like blurry. Here in the room.
Excuse me?
The edges are blurry in the room, like there's chromatic aberration. From where the like wavelength is splitting up into its component light.
I have no idea.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm looking at it, and then like on the edges, it's like red and blue, but only on the edges.
At the room?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, is this normal?
I the room's just white.
Okay, and then it's all blurry around the edges.
I don't think so.
Well, it is. It's what I'm seeing right now. Live.
Yeah, that's not normal.
I was doing touch tone therapy, and I'm feeling real foggy now.
Yeah, that's not normal. It's not blurry.
What should I do?
I have no idea.
Am I?
I mean, it could just look like a normal room.
Okay. So how do we sharpen this? Like sharpen up the room?
I don't know what you, let real, me call you right. Let me, I have no
clue. It's real blurry. It's really blurry. Is it like the
refractor? Let me call you right. Maybe you should call a doctor?
A dog?
No.
How the heck am I going to call a dog at this hour?
A doctor.
A dog.
Yeah, this has to be a joke. Is this a joke? This has to be a joke.
Yeah.
I told you.
Well, I can't just ask that. Just my job. Anyway.
You guys are Heartland.
Yep, this is the Heartland.
Yeah.
Are you staying at the Heartland?
Oh, no, I'm just some random guy. I just, you know, I clicked it, and I clicked the number, and then I pasted it in. And now it's on the list.
Ma'am, can we come down there and check your eyes?
For real. I was for sure one of my customers was on shrooms in one of the rooms. I was like, holy shit, someone took something.
I'm on shrooms.
Well, good call. You made my night.
Thank you.
We love you. We love you.
We love you.
I love your feet. I like your feet.
Love your feet. La, 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 la. Shrooms.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the show. Is this... I'm not sure the loudness of this. And where's Chiff? I think it's his turn.
No.
Yes.
The music is not jarring. It's like tiny loud, but not too loud.
It's... back whenever I had a designated co-host, he would always, it was that James Scrugg character. I don't know what happened to him, but he would always tell me whenever it was too loud.
You guys are a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
It is a little loud, but it's not.
Sounds like not Chiff bad. Paint.
Thanks, Hootis. That was hilarious.
Chiff.
Oh, God.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. This is Audrey. How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on tonight? How you doing?
It's Audrey.
Hello? Hi, Audrey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. I was just cleaning my bong with some cinnamon, and I realized it was kind of like the perfect thing to clean stuff with. I was wondering, do you guys use cinnamon down there to clean?
Clean what?
Like everything. Just like anything. You can clean anything with cinnamon.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, dude, you can clean everything with cinnamon. Like, all you need is cinnamon. It's literally just cinnamon. You can clean everything. Like, it'll never smell. And again, it'll just smell like cinnamon. It's perfect. You just, and when it stops smelling, okay. You just reapply it.
Okay.
You know, you can just kind of rinse it and then reapply. Rinse and reapply. That's kind of my motto.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. It's rinse and reapply, and cinnamon is the way. That's my new one. The new one is cinnamon is the way.
Okay.
You ever take a bong rip out of a bong that's been cleaned with cinnamon?
No.
That shit smacks.
Are you sure you have the right phone number?
Yeah, I was trying to get Audrey over at the hotel.
You were trying to what?
Trying to get Audrey over at the hotel. Over at the
okay,
hotel?
I'm not.
Is it Audrey in the hotel? That's
okay. How can I help
in?
You?
So I was just up here in my room, and I was wondering if, like, you know, will I get charged a cleaning fee on my own? If, like, because, like, I've been smoking in here, to be honest. So I was just going to kind of, like, line the walls with cinnamon so that no one would be able to tell because, you know, you can use cinnamon to clean everything. Just trying to do a little reconnaissance mission, I suppose you could say. Doing a little reconnaissance over the phone.
And what room is that?
It's my room. It's the one that's got like a bed and there's a TV in here. Dude, who's farting?
Okay.
I heard that. Tell whoever did that they are disgusting.
Okay,
you should
so
get
who
some
am I
cinnamon.
Speaking with?
Get some cinnamon real quick. Otherwise, that room is about to smell real bad. Oh, I'm sorry. You're speaking with Chiff? It's your boy Chiff.
I don't know who that is.
It's the old Chiffster. You know, Chiffsky. Mr. Chiffs. That's what some of my friends call me. Just kidding. I don't have any friends.
So how can I help you?
Well, so I was just wondering, like, do you think that do you think anybody would think it was weird if my room just smelled like cinnamon?
I don't know.
I put cinnamon on, like, the outside of my cigarettes before I smoke them, so that way they don't stink up the room.
Okay, but what room are you talking about?
My room, the room that I'm staying in here.
And which room is that? What number are you?
It's the one that's got, like... Oh, I mean... I'm not sure exactly what number I am. I think I'm, like... 38? I think.
Okay.
I think that's my number, currently.
And what is your name?
Chiff, the old Chiffster, Chiffsky.
I don't have that name.
Well, no. It would be under my wife's name.
And what is your wife's name?
Mary Fathers.
Okay, and you're here staying at the Salmon Rapids Lodge, right?
Yes. We picked it because we both love salmon.
Okay.
We get the sushi. I will only eat sushi if it has salmon on it.
Okay.
I don't want any of that bullshit. All I want is the salmon.
Okay. So... okay. So what was your original question?
Oh, I was wondering if you guys would think it was weird if our room just smelled like entirely of cinnamon. It's like I've been cleaning the whole room with cinnamon. It's kind of my thing. So like I've just been kind of just rubbing everything down with cinnamon, kind of like a dry rub, but for the room. But it helps it keep it clean.
Okay.
Right. So I was just kind of. Like I said, this was sort of like a recognizance or It's one of those, like, we were kind of doing subterfuge. I was just trying to see, like, you know, essentially what I could get away with up here, if you catch my drift. Because, like I said, we have been smoking cigarettes. Like, I dip them in the cinnamon, so the room just smells like cinnamon. It doesn't smell like, you know, like the parliaments.
Okay. So... We do not allow cinnamon cleaner in the room.
Oh, it's not cinnamon cleaner. It's just, it's organic cinnamon. Like, straight up organic cinnamon. Like, I get the good shit to clean with. It's ground cinnamon. I use some cinnamon sticks, kind of like incense, but I don't light them on fire. They're just there.
Okay. Can you come to the front desk and see what you're cleaning with?
Can I bring my fingerboard?
Absolutely. I don't know what that is.
It's like a little skateboard, but it's like for your fingers. I could do like a kickflip. I've been working on like a front side flip lately. I'm getting there with the front side flip. It's more of like a kickflip revert, but it's still, you know, it's still hyphy. Do that kickflip nose blunt.
To the desk, then I have somebody to check in, so I'm gonna have to let you go.
Oh, wait, can I talk to them?
Okay. I'm going to have to let you go.
Said,
thank
okay,
you.
Let me talk to them. I just heard okay. You said okay, so that sounds like I get to talk to that person. Oh, fuck you. This call's fucking over, Whoopi. Hang up.
But wait. What if I...
Jazz.
There we go. Jazz. I ended it right on the dot.
How Jazz long was that? Live.
Good lord. Gross. I don't know what happened.
Me either.
It was hyphy.
Oh, yeah. It was. And there's a salmon.
I gotta eat something.
Oh, salmon.
What I wanna eat.
Salmon.
No, I'm not gonna eat salmon.
Eat salmon.
No. Yeah.
Cinnamon salmon.
Alright, Hootis.
Alright.
Big Iron Motel.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
What are we doing?
Oh, Big Iron Motel.
But, like, something cinnamon or something? Are we still cheating?
Cinnamon cheating.
Big Iron Motel, may I help you?
Hi, hello? Do you know what happened with the cinnamon in the room?
I'm sorry?
I'm in the room. It smells like cinnamon or something.
Who is this?
This is Vladimir. Strawberry.
So, would you try to call?
The front desk, please.
Yeah, what room are you?
444.
Are you in
room
4?
You sound beautiful. Yeah, yes. Beautiful.
So, hold on. Pardon me.
Beautiful.
I don't understand. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott. Not as beautiful.
Can I help you?
Yes. In the room, and it smells like a lot of something, somebody, cinnamon in the room.
Are you up there in room 4?
Yes, sir. 444.
Yeah, we don't have a room 444 here.
Somebody, it's like somebody, like, you know, F the cinnamon tree.
What motel are you staying at?
Hyphy South.
Yeah, you got the wrong place, man. This is Big Iron Motel.
No. Call on the front desk right now. You and your cinnamon. I think you did it. You cinnamon.
Yeah, right on, man.
No.
Hung up. This is the part of the show where it gets really quiet and really serious. Welcome to the show. It's Wuppy's Wig. Every March 3rd, 2026. It's 9:27:45 post-meridiem Eastern Standard Time. And you're listening live on rogueserver.com. Tiff! Oh, it sounds like water's running.
No.
Okay. Her teeth are being brushed? Or something?
No.
She was taking a piss.
Oh,
no. I'm standing in the middle of my living room. Still. Okay. What?
Riverview Motel.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Hi, Valerie. Did they wake you up? You're really quiet.
No, not at all.
There you are.
We just have old phone line.
That sucks. I'm sorry. That's annoying. But you sound good now.
Well, good.
Valerie, I'm playing hide and seek in the hotel, and nobody's found me yet. I don't know what to do. That's the right response.
Do you want to try again?
No. In fact, I probably should go. I'm not getting anything done.
Okay.
I'm getting nothing done. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for participating.
You guys are wonderful.
I appreciate it.
Love you. Bye.
Good night. Tiff is leaving the Rogue Server File Jockey studio. It's sad and unfortunate, but it might be the right response at this time. Good night, Tiff. Oh, if you hear... Is that audible? How audible is that?
Yes, it sounds like you're working very hard.
Yeah. It's just me checking the numbers, making sure I haven't called it. Oh my god, there's 8 listeners. Okay. Oh, I know what I'm doing. I've been meaning to do this. I'm not sure it's good.
Are we live on YouTube?
No.
Thank you for calling the Brooks Hotel. This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. My associate was wondering if we were live on YouTube.
I'm not sure what that means.
Like live.
Like, is the hotel?
Yeah.
I am not in the social media aspect of here. I'm so sorry. Okay. I just help out one night a week.
Yeah.
I would recommend calling back around 9 a.m. tomorrow, and Chris should be able to answer that for you.
I had a bit of an issue down here. I'm sorry.
Can you catch me up on what you're talking about?
I forgot what I was doing.
With what?
Down here.
Where's down here?
At the property.
You're here right now?
At the Brooks.
Okay, so are you staying at the Brooks right now?
Oh, I'm in here, but I forgot why I came in here and what I was doing.
I don't know what you mean. I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Oh, because, like, I came in, I, like, waved, I did, hi, hello, I did that whole thing. Then I went up to one of the rooms, and now I'm here, and I, like, whoosh, Yeah.
Are you supposed to be doing like a project? Nobody told me anything about this, so I really don't know.
I don't know what's happening either.
Are you filming for something?
No.
Hey, are we live on YouTube?
Nah. I don't think so. And then, like, around the edges of everything, it's blurry. So I'm not sure what the hell that's all about.
I really am so lost. Have you been talking with anybody?
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of people tonight. I'm looking through it, and it's like it's at least like 20 people.
What are you talking to them on?
My phone.
And what are you guys talking about?
We're just trying to figure out what's going on, like if people hate us, if we could use cinnamon, things like that.
What?
Yeah. Then there's what we were doing, water.
I love you.
Yeah. Okay, we got 30 minutes. We're in the last, whatever this is. We're at the 5/6 mark, I think. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, let's get the phone ringing. How about that? I think it's Chiff's turn.
Oh, what did he say last time? Was he going away?
Cinnamon.
Well, I mean, was he going to go again?
I think it is his turn.
Thought he was doing something or something.
Oh.
Are you there, Chiff?
Where's Chiff?
See?
What? What do you want?
There he is.
Oh, it's your turn.
Are you gonna go?
Oh, it's my turn again?
Yeah.
We're still doing this shit?
Thank you for calling the renovated Sturtis Motel in Wallace, Idaho. If you'd like to book direct, you can go to our website at www.stardustwallace.com.
Oh, they don't like zero.
Otherwise, we'll be right with you.
That was just a message.
They'll be right with me.
Stardust Motel, this is Crystal. How may I help you?
Hey, what's up, Crystal? How are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I was just wondering, who's got the sandwich down there? Where's the sandwich at?
The what?
The sandwich? Who's got the sandwich down there? Where can I get that sandwich? I saw one. Looked fucking tasty.
This is the Stardust Motel. We don't have sandwiches.
Right, no. I was down there earlier, and there was a sandwich, and I was just wondering, like, who's got that sandwich?
Are you talking about, like, the crepes? The crepes at the food truck?
They got crepes?
Yeah, down at the food truck in our parking lot.
Yeah. They make sandwiches at that food truck, though? Because the guy, he kind of had, it was like a hoagie.
No, they only do crepes.
They only do crepes?
Yeah. And noodles.
What kind of crates? Like a milk crate?
They do sweet or savory.
Okay, so they'll just like fill up a milk crate with like sweet or savory food?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they're just down, they're right in the parking lot, but they're only open till 7.
I don't know what you're talking about. So like, I'm just trying to get like who's got the sandwich though? Like, because I got the food truck. The food truck sounds awesome, but they ain't got the sandwich. Where's the sandwich? How can I get the sandwich?
Not sure. I don't know unless they went to the grocery store and bought it.
You don't got the sandwich spot down there? Oh,
man. No.
So, like, So what you're telling me is that this dude went down to the grocery store and he bought like all single serving for everything and got himself a sandwich and then came back to the Stardust Motel, newly renovated?
Yes, I'm guessing so. I'm not sure. I have no idea because their deli does. I know the deli does sandwiches.
Yeah, and they let people do that. Like you let the people do that.
Well, yeah. If you want to go to the deli and buy a sandwich, you can do that.
Do you think that if I go down there and just ask them to make me a good sandwich, they'll know what I mean?
At the food truck?
Well, like no, at the deli that you're talking about.
I don't know if they're open this late at the deli.
Man. See, like that's the thing. I'm trying to get the sandwich. It's late. Like
yeah, you could check maybe the Blackboard might do sandwiches.
The Blackboard.
Blackboard Marketplace.
Like, over at the
their restaurant.
Like, all right. That sounds like that sounds like a grocery store.
Blackboard Marketplace. No, they're a restaurant.
That's a restaurant. That's so weird. It sounds like a place you'd go to buy like a bag of chips.
Yeah. Nope. They have a restaurant,
what kind of chips
a coffee
usually
shop.
Yeah. When you get the chips, what kind of chips do you like?
I don't know. I'm not big on chips too often.
Like a salt and vinegar, or maybe some Doritos.
Both of those are awful.
Cheetos. Both of those are awful. What kind of chips? So you don't like chips at all then, huh? What do you eat, like rice
cakes? Every once in a while.
You're going to eat rice cakes. You eat rice cakes, I bet.
No,
I don't
like
eat
rice cakes.
Rice cakes.
I don't eat rice cakes.
You love rice cakes. You get like the green apple and cinnamon.
No, I don't eat rice cakes.
The caramel apple rice cakes. You put little pieces of dried apple in there.
I've never had peanut butter.
Oh my god.
Nope.
You're missing out. You could throw some honey on there and some peanut butter. Now you got a fucking stew going, baby. Let's get it.
Cool.
That is super cool. I know all sorts of little hacks. When you, like, you know, if you don't know how to cook, you can kind of just like make pretend things like rice cakes.
Oh, okay.
Sandwiches and stuff. You know, like I can make a mean sandwich, but don't ask me to like cook some spaghetti.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying. You picking up what I'm throwing down, Kemosabe?
Sure.
That's great. I love to hear it, you know, because sometimes I feel like people don't understand me, and I feel like I'm getting, like, misconstrued. So, I'm glad that you're feeling it. So, alright, so the Blackboard Marketplace, which sounds like honestly, that sounds like the cafeteria at the school. Are you fucking with me?
I am not. You go down Cedar Street, they have a restaurant, they have a coffee shop, and then they have a clothing store.
So they sell clothes and sandwiches?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Don't you need like a special permit for that?
I don't know.
Oh, man, they probably have so many special permits over there. Do you think that they could make me, like, a sandwich that's, like, also an accessory?
I have no idea.
Like, I could wear it like a wristband or something, but it's also a sandwich.
Maybe.
But, like, I can be styling, but also I can be fed at the same time.
Sure.
Yep. No, that sounds great, actually. You think they got, like, a roast beef watch or something?
You'll have to go in and check.
Oh, my God. Do you think, like, if I brought back, like, bag of, like, sour cream and onion chips and maybe some rice cakes, would you want to hang out?
No, I'm okay. I gotta work.
Yeah, but, like, I can help. And then, like, you can take a break and eat some chips.
No, I'm okay. I want to do my job.
Well, yeah, but, like, I want to do your job, too.
No, thank you.
Are there anyone in the lobby there that I could talk to? I could tell them that they're doing a great job?
No, I'm...
I could tell them they're doing a great job, and then I could tell them what a great job you're doing. I can be like, isn't Audrey the best?
Oh, sure. Well, maybe in the morning.
You're the best in the morning?
The That's like, you could tell the people in the morning that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'll be like, look, she made
just
coffee for
in the morning.
Everyone.
You just tell the manager in the morning that I was super awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to say that you made coffee for everyone, and then, like, at midnight, you popped champagne, and we pretended that it was the new year because somebody missed it.
Oh.
And I'm telling them that we ate sandwiches together, too, and that I turned you on to salt and vinegar chips. You didn't like them before. You love them now.
Salt and vinegar chips are nasty, but anyway, I already ate a crepe.
No,
I'm not hungry.
Now. You ate a crepe? Mm-hmm. What the hell is... Like a crate of what?
It was a chicken Caesar crepe, and it's amazing.
You ate a whole crate of chicken Caesar?
It's not like a crate. Crepe.
Oh.
Crepe.
What's
it? C-R-E-P-E. Crepe.
Did you just say... Okay. All right. Wait. A crepe? Like crepe?
Crepe,
like,
yes.
Like it was like a little creep guy? Like you ate like
no,
a creepy
my
guy
God.
Who's chicken Caesar? Hell yeah. That sounds awesome. Whoa.
Well,
what is that?
What's wrong with that? That's my laundry.
That's your laundry?
Yes. That's all my chemicals.
That's crazy. They let you do your laundry at work?
No, I am doing
Dude,
the
rules.
Hotel laundry.
Can I come down there and do laundry?
Nope, I can't have anybody. But I'm getting called to the front, so I gotta go.
Yeah. Can I talk to them?
No.
At the front?
But I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, okay?
Alright, I'm gonna go down to the Blackboard Bye. Market, and I'm gonna come back with some sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar chips.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go you have a good
front.
Night.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Great.
I couldn't keep that going. I did just score. What the fuck? Why do these people keep talking to me?
Because. It's Hootis' turn, but also the Blackboard Cafe. Does Hootis want to talk to the Blackboard Cafe?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought James... No, James gone. I just...
I don't know who you're talking about, but that guy sounds like a fucking loser. Yeah. Fuck that guy. He's a real piece
What's
of
this?
Shit.
Blackboard. Well... Did we talk to them?
No, we haven't. But the lady was talking about them.
No, you're calling the Blackboard?
Yeah, do it.
What was she saying about them?
They have
sandwiches?
Yeah.
Oh, they have sandwiches
and
clothes?
And shirts.
And it sounds like a school cafeteria.
Oh, what?
Or like a grocery
store.
Thank you for calling Blackboard. This is Shandy. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm here out back, and I was trying to figure out your place that you have. Is it true that you have, like, clothes and food?
Yes.
That's good. Because I got it. Do you have, like, salami and... Like underwear? I do need. Like, do you have underwear for men?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And salami?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I need. And. There's a dog out here.
Have a good
night,
guys.
Is it a cafeteria?
No, it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant with
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Okay.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon. And your feet, I'd lick them. Sorry, I got a dog that's biting at me. It's snapping at me. Are you doing dishes? It's not too real. It's not real. I love you.
Is there anything I can help you with?
Yes. Yes, you could talk to me and hang out with me, or not.
Well, I'm at work right now, so.
Well, there's always break. Breaky break. You could come out to my van and hang out.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why? I'm super nice.
I have to
give a stranger a chance. I love you and your feet.
Okay, I'm gonna get back to work, all right?
La la la. La 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 la. I am in my van, but I'm not there. I'm not as you.
What a nice lady. We're almost at the end of the show.
She was nice.
10 minutes. I liked a bit of storytelling. Oh, this is part of the same place. Oh, it's the same number for the bookstore and coffee and the cafe. Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight, whoopee. It's 9:50 and 3 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. It is March 3rd, 2026. Whoopee Wig exclusively live on rogueserver.com/whoopee.
You reached the Ryan Hotel. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you and have a great day.
All right, they received a message. Live. Hello?
Silver Corner Bar, this is Jocelyn.
Hey, Jocelyn, how are you doing?
Doing good.
I came down there. And
you're breaking up.
Oh, I came down there and I forgot why. So, can you like help me out with this?
I don't know what that means.
I came down here and then I forgot why I did it. So, because I don't remember. Basically is what happened.
Sounds like it's probably time for you to go to bed.
Where?
I don't know. Where did you come from?
I come from a little state out east.
Yeah, gotcha. I gotta go. From here. Good luck.
No, I can't. Oh, that's kind of loud over the phone, actually. That's cool. I didn't have any bar ideas, but then I called them anyway. Oh, wait, I have to call another bar or something akin to that. If there's any open. We're in the last 7 minutes of the show.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopee, the only place to listen to prank calls.
The only place. Anywhere. If you've heard of any other website where that can happen, you haven't. It's fake. It's not real.
There's no such thing as any other prank calls. These are the only prank calls that exist. Right here, right now.
And live. If you have any others, I'll sue you. I'll send you to jail.
Oh, Jesus. No, none of that. we're just saying they don't exist.
What about Junior Rat?
Oh, that's real.
Go to juniorrat.com/calls.
And you'll get a directory. Shit, why was I calling these people again? Oh, okay. That's why.
What did you forget?
Oh, my premise. But I remembered it.
Christy.
Hi, Christy. This is Dale from Cisco. Wait, I just wanted to call let you know that we got your replacement owl wings en route to you.
Our replacement? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The owl wings. We ran out of chicken wings, so we're substituting owl wings. I hope that's not too big of a deal for you.
Owl wings?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let them know.
we've had Jack, because I work at Cisco, we've had Jack just outside with a shotgun just shooting owls out the damn building.
Owls?
Yeah. We've been blasting these damn owls with birdshot all day. We were using buckshot, but it was like tearing them up too good, so.
I could imagine so.
Yeah, so.
Isn't there some protective laws against shooting owls?
Okay, can I just be frank with you?
Uh-huh.
Fuck those owls. They can go fuck themselves. We just shoot these motherfuckers. Yeah. Well, you know, they're like, whoo, whoo, whoo. And we just go, bam, bam, bam. Like we just, you hear this? That's the pump. That's the pump we use for the owls.
Oh.
Yeah. And we have old lead bird shot. So it's, you know, it just, you know.
Pop them off.
Yeah. Oh. We make it rain. Yeah.
Make it rain owls.
Yeah. It's like a shower of lead outside from the bird shot raining down.
That's crazy. I can imagine the mess with the feathers.
Yeah. Their eyes are tubular, so we can't even... It's hard to, like... Because some of the food we sell is actually eyeballs, so it's really tricky to get it around.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all you wanted to let me know?
Yeah. Do you want to come down and shoot a shotgun with me? Shoot these owls?
I would love to, but I'm at work.
Okay. I would ask if I could just bring it down there, but that sounds like a really bad idea, so I won't.
Yeah. Especially since we're a bar. Yep.
Yeah. Do you have any enemies that have birds?
Any enemies?
Yeah, that have birds.
No, not that I know of.
Hey, it's just give me a call. You know, anytime. I'm Dale from Cisco.
All right, I will Thank do you. That, especially if I find an enemy with a bird.
Yeah, if they got like a bird infestation, you know.
Okay. You know,
just with the old pump.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Live. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Whoopi Show.
Someone has to do a 2-minute phone call. Wait, do I?
Okay. Whoopi, I hope those are all unloaded. I mean, I hope your soundboard isn't functional.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, you know.
Yeah. You play with guns too much, man.
On the soundboard, you mean?
Yeah, on the soundboard. You play with guns way too much on the soundboard. I don't even understand how you have it so sophisticated at this point.
But moving right along,
we have to do a last call.
Yeah. Do you want anything?
I guess
in particular?
I'll do. I don't. No.
Bar?
No. I'd rather not a bar because like they're not gonna put up with my shenanigans at all. Like they're gonna hang up on me immediately because I don't even know what I'm gonna say, but it's gonna be stupid.
All right. Hotel or food?
Yeah, give me the food.
Okay.
All right.
I just look up food on here.
Yeah, dude. give me a spot like
coffee shop. Coffee.
Great. I could think of all sorts of fun things to ask for. Are they even gonna be open? What time is it there?
Oh, I fucking don't know. Oh, it says open right now.
Where is it?
Idaho.
Just the state. Idaho. Okay. They're like 2 hours behind me. So it's like 8 p.m.
Should be open for the 1 minute.
Is that 1 minute?
Hi, this is Matt Claire. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording,
please
you may hang
message.
Up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4 now. To leave a callback number, press 5.
It's a very important message. Pizza Factory.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh no. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say this without laughing.
Oh, they pick
it's
up.
So fucking dumb.
We toss and rouse in Pizza Factory.
What's up, Pizza Factory? How's it going tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm alright. I'm trying to get myself a pizza tonight, but I'm like pretty indecisive, so I was just wondering, like, what's the craziest thing that you ever been asked to put on a pizza?
Some people have asked us to put some, like, anchovies on them, and those are, like, little fish.
Oh, well, yeah, I know all about anchovies. That's not really outside of the realm of normalcy. Like, you ever get, like, the request for a French fry pizza?
No.
Do you ever get,
we
like,
don't,
a,
but, like, sometimes my dad be making me some, like, nacho pizzas or, like,
oh, yeah.
some, like, weird stuff like that. Or, like, some Qdoba pizzas or Panda Express pizzas.
Panda Express pizza. Now we're talking. See, now we're having a conversation. All right.
Yeah, I used to be throwing some random stuff on there from, like, food. Sometimes you're making, like, ice cream pizzas and stuff like that.
Ice cream pizzas. That might be outside of the spectrum for me. But that's more of a cake. Wouldn't you say that's like an ice cream cake? It's just a thin one. And then...
Yeah, like, we cook it, probably. Maybe, I don't even know. Maybe throw some just ice cream on it.
Ice cream pizza. All right. So I'm trying to order to... tomorrow, and like I was really just calling tonight to kind of just like get a feel for the vibe and try to figure out like what kind of like pizza I can get. So like if I wanted to order
like
a spaghetti pizza,
shoot,
like
I bet my dad would like, do something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow he'll be in here. For right. If you order your pizza tomorrow and you ask him about it, I bet he might whip something up crazy for you.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Sometimes,
cool.
Sometimes I ask him just, or if you want to get, tell him to say, hey, say surprise me and spice it up a little bit. Say your son
right.
Said spice it up a little bit, and that, and he might go something crazy for you.
That'd be sick. That'd be fire, actually. Thank you. I really appreciate the tip, man. You ever get anybody ordering, like, they say, like, yo, I want a pepperoni pizza, but instead of pepperoni, it's like a hamburger?
Yeah, my grandpa always asks for a hamburger on his pizza.
Hell yeah. Like, so do you put, like, the whole hamburger on there, or is it just, like, this is a meat, right?
No, we have, like, hamburger, we break it up and put little pieces all over your pizza.
Yeah, no, straight. So, like, so it's got, like, the bread and everything?
No, we usually just, like, get, like, a meat and we put it over the pizza and then we have, like, bacon we can throw on there, some other things we can throw on there that, like, you want your pizza. Stuff like mustard on it, some ketchup.
You guys, this sounds great. This sounds great. I'm having a big party tomorrow. I'm going to be ordering a bunch of crazy pizzas. So I'll be calling you guys first, I think, tomorrow in the grand scheme of things.
What time
sounds
are you
like,
thinking?
Oh, so I'm not really sure about the time. It'll probably be late afternoon. Don't wait up, you know, like if it doesn't happen, it wasn't meant to be. But I'm mostly, like I said, just trying to get the vibe for the right place. And you guys sound wonderful. Like, you just sound like an A-plus pizzeria.
Yeah, if you come in tomorrow, my dad, he knows a little bit more about some crazy pizza, so he might be able to hook you up with some crazy ones. Maybe give him a call tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, man. Well, I'm not going to take any more of your time. We already went over.
All I got is time.
Oh, no. I mean, I would hope that, like, you know, you guys would get, you have some business, right? Like, you want to be busy? You gotta keep it moving in there. You want to be making that paper, you know, that guap, that cheddar.
That bread.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. I mean, greenbacks. What's up? Let's get it.
Yeah.
Benji's. Fuck it.
That shredded lettuce.
Hell yeah. That's awesome, man. Alright, well, I gotta go take a dab or seven. So, I'm gonna go do that.
Dab it up.
Yep, all day, dog. Oh, shit, my dog is barking now. I gotta go.
He's not here. He's going crazy.
Lucy, shut up.
Maybe give your dog some dabs.
Oh, now my phone is ringing, and my dog... The dog doesn't love you. Oh, man, I gotta... Can you hang up the phone? Because I have too much going on.
Yeah, I got you, big dog. Have fun.
All right, dog. Thank you. Bye. Oh, my God.
I know, dude was
just too cool. Like, I've started to feel bad because I was like, I want to order food from this place.
You want to order the crazy pizza?
Yeah, like, I want to order food from that place.
You want a spaghetti pizza?
That kid just sounds so cool.
His
like,
dad.
That kid just sounds so cool. Like, he and his dad, they own that spot. Like, that's realistically what that is. So it's like, oh, that's cute.
You get the ice cream pizza rolling 24/7.
That was fun. That was fun imagining all those fun pizzas.
I know I said yours is the last call, but I'm not sure if Hootis would like a last call, too. I'm done. I'm firstly done with that talking.
I'm good. I'm okay.
This is done.
All right.
Yeah.
It's over. The show's over. Go to bed, everybody. You have to go to work in the morning.
Thank you, Wookie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Thank you, Chaz Taint, or whatever.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. I'm Chaz Taint. You've been listening on rogueserver.com/Whoopi, the only place anywhere in the universe for prank calls.
Yeah. Oh, and they're live. They're live, too.
Super live, ultra live. Join the Mumble.
Join the Mumble next time.
Join the Mumble anytime. There might be people here. You don't know.
Just do it. Mumble.rogueserver.com. YouTube.com/@junior-rat. An easy 8 syllables.
Yeah, it almost rhymes too.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/@junior-rat.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's so easy to remember. I don't think anyone will forget it.
Yeah, it's really catchy.
So good. Beautiful.
Thank you. It's been a whoopee wig. Good night.
Always the same.